Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back at the resort, the guys. Mm-hmm. Group date card arrives. Everyone's name is on the card except for Mike P, the virgin.
The virgin.
Which means Canada is definitely not going to hometowns.
Is not. Should just pack his own bags and say goodbye to her now.
He himself is wondering what the fuck he's still doing here.
Honestly, Brendan, I can't believe you said that on TV. What am I doing here? Because everybody on Twitter was like, me too!
Yeah, oh, I too am curious.
Brendan,
Brendan goes to chat to Katie because he needs to understand what the fuck's going on. Knocks on her door. First of all, he was breathing mad heavy out of his mouth. I was like, bruh, you're a mouth breather.
That's he was like, so, no, stop, no!
I can't, the mouth breathers. He was a mouth breather.
Just a little sweaty, you know.
He's like putting on his chapstick real quick before.
Oh. Yeah, yes. Ugh. Oh, Brendan.
So Katie lets him in, and this bitch has the audacity to be shocked and confused as to why he is here. I was like, girl, what? Wait, you weren't expecting this? / you didn't have your shoes on, about to go knock on his door?
She stays not having shoes on. Is that a Seattle thing?
I don't know.
She stays without a Nike flip-flop, a little slide, something.
A little slide. I don't know. God. She was so shocked and confused that Brendan was here.
Yeah,
it's almost like she reluctantly let him in. He had to ask for his own hug. He said, Katie, can I get a hug? He's like, can I have a hug? And she was like, like trying to act all frazzled, but like, what? You were really about to have him on this group date for why? Lord. So Brendan is doing all the work, has to sit her down, has to let her know. You know, when I'm with you, I feel like I can take on the world, all this foolishness.
Oof.
And then she has to let him know, hometowns are next week. We can't get there.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Thanks for coming and taking the initiative to do this, because my ass wasn't for whatever reason.
Exactly, yeah.
Brendan, we see him just walking down the hallway with a suitcase and stops off at Blake's room, lets Blake know he's leaving.
Yeah.
The next morning, Blake drops the news to the guys. Brendan left. Mm-hmm. And all the guys' faces, they ain't shit. They immediately, everybody was like, oh, what? Like, fake shock. It reminded me of that gif of that black girl on Big Brother, where she's like,
yes.
And says, pretends to be shocked. That's literally what all of them are doing on that table.
Every last one of them. Yeah, they were like, damn, what's going on?
Right, he's going to wake up and Brendan will be here, please. So, time for the group date. She takes the guys to an outdoor art exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a bunch of beautiful paintings of flowers / vaginas.
Vaginas, yeah. Very Georgia O'Keeffe, ain't that her name?
Very Georgia O'Keeffe, yes. Mm-hmm. They meet the artists, and she tells them these are her self-portraits.
Mm.
The whole, this is their, again... This is their sex positivity theme.
This is, she seems very proud of this too. She's like smiling all kinds of big. Mm-hmm. We got to always keep in mind what Bree said. This Katie's going to follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to do everything they say.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like she didn't really come with an agenda herself.
That too. I don't think she cares.
That's what's irritating. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to find what it is about her that we just can't wrap around.
To me, she's very immature. That's why she doesn't mind looking absolutely crazy on TV. Mm-hmm. She also has this like sex positive narrative that she has really isn't diving any deeper into. But yeah. Also, she wants a lot of attention because she does a lot of Twitter, a lot of TikTok, yeah. and a lot of Instagram, more than yeah. any other lead that we have ever seen.
Yeah,
and so she wants a lot of attention for things that she doesn't seem to have done a whole lot of work behind, which mm-hmm. for people like me and you who have done a lot of work and came from zero mm-hmm. in this media kind of industry, I'm like, bitch, get the fuck out of it. Like, we're one yeah. year older than her. We're 1 year older than that girl.
Mm.
You know, think about it like that.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
seems like a 23-year-old up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying. And it's so, I'm just like kind of aggravated watching yeah. her because I just would never be friends with her. I would probably avoid her at the company party. Like, she's just not my type of girl. You know what I mean? She's just not my yeah. type. She's just not my type.
Yeah, she's just not coming with an agenda. I mean, you've put yeah. yourself into this big, I mean, you're the sex positive bachelorette
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
their uplifting you to be, and as you are like very wanting to dive into that role as well.
Yeah,
but like I don't even and know they, just like some like of these dates, were these your idea?
Right,
did you come with any
right.
ideas? Like,
oh,
I'm gonna be on this platform sharing my story of sexual assault. I need mm-hmm. y'all to bring it with the dates.
Exactly, that's the thing. Like, we're coming on a new cusp, we got two new hosts. Let's mm-hmm. get this going with a little bit more of a deeper date. And if not, that's not my message. So let's mm-hmm. move somewhere
exactly.
else.
This date is not on brand for what I want to do. This is not on brand for yep. my agenda as yep. the sex positive bachelorette.
Right.
But
right.
she's not really bringing that. So yes,
yeah.
So yeah, basically for their date, the guys are going to make art that is inspired mm-hmm. by Katie.
Mm.
And Michael A makes this little clay figure of like a butt that they blurred out, which was odd.
Yeah.
Justin, who is an artist, made some mm-hmm. bullshit, which it's like, what is this?
But I think it's because he knew that nobody else was going to come with anything. So he was like, fuck it, I'm going to try.
I guess. Yeah, Blake just had a black canvas.
I think it was blurred out.
It was blurred out?
I think it was blurred out.
I thought it was... We saw him painting with black, though.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I thought it was a big black box over the thing.
I don't know, and I don't care. Oh. it was just a black canvas. Instead, it represented something. I mean, he was insinuating with something sexual, so...
Right. Damn, I was trying to give him more credit.
Yeah, I don't know. time for the nighttime portion of their date.
Mm-hmm.
Katie obviously still needs to figure out who's going to hometowns.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we have Katie in another, I think somebody put this on Twitter, it was like a 1990s Shaq NBA draft pick.
Yeah. Yes.
Big
yes.
ass.
Yes.
6XL suit jacket. Over her dress, why they couldn't give her a fur, I don't know.
I don't
why they couldn't
either.
Give her a sparkly fitted blazer, which we've seen on previous episodes.
Yeah.
I also don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Even a nice little trench would have been cute.
Cute little trench.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Her dress underneath was cute, I guess. It was like
I think the whole look was very cute. I really liked the whole sparkly thing. I liked her earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes we get the earrings wrong on this show. The earrings looked really nice. The eyeshadow mm-hmm. looked nice.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Anyways, Katie and Blake sit for their one-on-one. And she lets him know that things are probably easiest with him. And in her confessional, she claims she doesn't know. What did she say? She doesn't know if she's as far along with him as other guys. I feel like that was them Franken editing some shit. Because
he's like, what? He stood outside your window last week.
Right. So there's no way she was saying that about him, right?
No way.
Yeah. Okay. And then I think I missed something because Blake said it later, how he told her that he was not in love with her.
Yeah, he did say that. He said, I'm not in love with you yet, but it's inevitable that we'll get there. That's what he said.
Okay. Which is fair enough. Like,
yeah, I think that's actually very rational and refreshing.
Very. Justin brings her some art, some like butterflies, whatever that he painted. Looks nice. She seems to be really into him. I still don't know what's happening here.
I don't really know why. He is probably very cute. Well, he is very cute on TV. He's probably even cuter in person. He seems like one of those. Like, he's like really, really very handsome in person. But he just doesn't seem like no top three to me.
Not to me.
Yeah.
Or top four. I mean.
Or top four. Even top seven. This is a stretch.
Yeah. I mean. We're really going for it. Let's see. Katie sits with Michael A. She definitely gives her like stepmom pitch. She seems like
a lovely stepmom pitch, I thought.
She seems legitimately down, open, and there's a little excitement there as to like potentially being a stepmom to James.
And when she said, every time I give you a rose, I give it to James.
She knows exactly what he comes with. And she seems to be, I mean, she's cut people loose over less. So she's cut people as soon as she don't feel it. Gotta go.
They gotta go. Yep.
So with Michael A, she's kept it on this far. Like, I trust in her picking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At this rate. Yep. So that says a lot. And then Andrew S, she sits with him. He talks about, I guess he's a football player in Belgium Austria or something. One of the countries. And so he, you know, brings up the fact that he's like ready and willing to be done with football. Which I feel like he had to have that conversation because that's like the elephant in the room is like, you live in Europe.
Yeah. And you also, what do you have? What do you want to do after that?
And what is your plan for your post football career?
But actually, wow, he really did like just lay up to a bachelor edit.
Yeah, you asked God what doing.
Damn, he really did
his shot. He is really shooting his shot.
He is. That's why he wasn't scared about Thomas. He was like, "You over here talking about it, my nigga? You wild?
I'm about to be about this bachelor shit." Yep, you really know what you're doing.
Man.
But yeah, he then sets up this whole little recreation of their first date.
Cute.
It was cute with the lights and the envelopes draping off the tree or whatever.
Mm-hmm,
And basically tells her via envelope that he is falling for her.
Falling for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So time for the group date rose. Katie gives it to Michael A.
Mm-hmm.
She really very open heart. The fact that Michael A is still here, she knows what keeping him here means. She recognizes that. I think she is genuinely invested in him. I don't think she would be a cruel ass person to do this.
No,
even for herself to go meet a son, like that's a lot of work on her in the process. That's already a lot of work. So I think that's just like pretty cool. Couldn't be me. I'm not dating nobody who has a whole son and is living with
the whole family in-laws. Is overwhelming.
It's a lot.
I would have to judge the scenario. I would have to judge it. The vibes off rip, but that's a lot. You know, I already got to move to Ohio. Now I got to move in with like eight other people. Well, that's a lot. And their daughter just died 2 years ago. That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot of layers. He deserves love, but it could be me. So shout out to Katie.
Absolutely. Yes. But shout out to Katie. Yeah, I think Katie does deserve credit as a bachelorette for being so about this like marriage and so serious about this life.
So anyways, Michael A has a car, Rose. So now we have Greg and Michael A going hometowns. Now the next day, Mike P, the virgin, is, I hate calling him Mike P, the virgin, but...
Mike P, the gym owner?
The gym owner? I guess.
You know, he owns a gym.
He does. Mike P, the gym owner. He is prepping for his one-on-one date. His first and last. And I thought him and Andrew had a little interesting conversation. Andrew said he thinks hometowns is the hardest date. Like for Katie. And then Mike P, the gym owner, was saying he thinks that this week before hometowns is the hardest because she has to decipher who gets to go.
Yeah, right.
So I agreed with him. What did you think?
Same. I agree with him as well because I think she's the one who has to look these families, mamas, daddies, whoever is there, sisters, brothers, in the face and be like, yeah, I would consider marrying your son. And yeah, there's three other ones. I'm also considering as well. She has to figure out who is best for that.
Who to do that for,
you know? And so for her, again, to choose Michael A, and for her to say that to all them people, you know? And still, he's considered like, oh, I don't know, I might go with Greg. That's crazy.
That's wild.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Caps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.